Lead Bug Recordings.
Is this Sergio?
Yes.
Good to speak with you again, Sergio. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke the other day regarding branding your business on Google, doing all the other content, voice-activated searches. I wanted to follow up with you, see if it's something you might still be interested in.
Yeah, I have a I actually have a question for you. You said you would be registered with a voice, Google Voice and the Siri and all that?
Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. Of course, the content on Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, there'd be Facebook paid ads as well. Any device that accesses the Internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles, even with Internet access, as long as they're within that 50-mile service area or slightly outside. I mean, we don't draw a big circle around you. We do target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found. Of course, mostly we're targeting residential clients, but you can take some, like, smaller commercial jobs too, right?
Let's go ahead and, how much did you say it was going to cost me?
Yeah, so I was able to reduce the cost of the service quite significantly. I actually took 50% off the cost of the monthly service. I took 66% off of your one-time setup fee. So instead of $898 to get started, which is $599 a month with a $299 setup fee, it's just $398. It's $299 a month. There's a one-time setup fee reduced from $299 down to $99. So it's $398 is your first month. Every month you keep the service, it's $299. It will never go up to the $599. It's just going to be that flat rate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Now, obviously, we are promoting your existing website. So the number that we're speaking on, this is the business number, right? This is the number you want your customers to call,
correct?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is it then also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah.
Okay,
my personal cell phone number, if you'd like.
Sure, yeah. If that's a better number for us to use, of course, this won't be a number that we're promoting for your business, but if it's good for us to use to contact you, I'll put that down as another number, too. What is that cell number?
559-572-6422.
You said
559-572-6422.
Gotcha.
Yeah, great.
Perfect. So we have that as a number to contact you, but not a number that we would be using for your customers to see.
Yeah.
And your business, the other question I wanted to ask, your business is service-based, right, meaning that you go out to the customer. So there's not a physical address or a showroom location that you would want us to promote for your business online. That's expected by Google for service-based businesses. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out to your home, of course, and knock on your door. You're out in the field most days. So the next step here would be to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. We call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. Our technician will want to verify information off of your website, information that I have here as well. We'll want to know things as well, like a mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. It's just kind of basic knowledge questions about your business. And then how did you want to take care of that initial payment? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover, what does work best for you?
Let's see. Let me get my card here. Let me get my... it's going to be... What's the one with the two circles?
Oh, that's a MasterCard. If it starts with a five, it's a MasterCard. All MasterCards start with a five.
It's a five.
And yours does as well. If you want to go ahead and read that four digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Okay, it's 5444.
Mm-hmm.
7201.
Yes, sir.
2726.
Okay.
5656.
And then the expiration month and year?
05 of 2029.
And then, Sergio, the last three digits on the back of the card?
961.
So I have 961, 961, yeah, on the back. I've got, yeah, May or 05 of 2029 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 54-44-72-01-27-26-56-56?
Yes, it is.
And then what is the billing address of that card?
93202.
You said
93202.
93202. And that's, yes, the zip code. And what is the actual street address, just so we can have it on file?
11157. Dan Drive, capital D, A-N.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, capital, but, yeah, D-A-N, Drive.
Okay. Perfect. And that's 93202. Now, the other thing that's required is to read a voice verification. Because we are Google partners, it gets recorded through the computer. It is required of us, of course. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we have reduced the cost of both the service itself as well as the one-time setup fee. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward, though. And give me just 1 second then to pull that up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Sergio, this part of the call will, of course, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Elite Epoxy Coatings.
Perfect. That is exactly how I have that. And then, Sergio, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Sergio Jargi. I am the owner.
The owner?
CEO.
Okay, perfect. And the owner, as the owner and CEO of Elite Epoxy Coating, Sergio, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, I am.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes, I am.
And is it your name on that card first and last, or is the middle initial of H on there as well?
It's just my name, my first and last.
First and last. Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Sergio, of course, you would agree to that, right?
I do agree.
Perfect. Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason we ask is all the content we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, Sergio, we ask you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Perfect. We do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if there's anything new that comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing both the subscription as well as the one-time setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 3rd of October, in the very reduced amount of just the total amount of $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 3rd of the month in the further reduced amount of $299. And again, Sergio, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's never any taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls do come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign is included as well. Now, as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service, so there is no contract. It is completely at will, which, of course, means you can actually stop the service altogether at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, you can pause the service. In fact, you could pause it seasonally if necessary. I don't think that would be the case here. All that we do request, though, to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Sergio, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Now, Sergio, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand and I agree.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute or so here, our automated system will send you a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Sergio, it's simply option one or extension one to reach client support, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Now, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email, they'll follow up with you within that same business day or the next day if they receive the email after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, you will receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Takes about 25, maybe 30, 35 minutes. We schedule by the hour, so it would get to you very near the top of the hour, get you off the phone about 30 minutes after that. I could get you in at 10 o'clock if that works for you. There's also 11, and then later on this afternoon there is a 1 o'clock or a 2 o'clock. We're booked out at the end of the day.
10 o'clock's fine.
10 o'clock? Okay. Yeah. So it'll be scheduled from 10 until 11. Like I said, it should get you pretty close to 10 o'clock. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to say a quick hello, answer any quick questions you may have, of course, introduce you to your technician before handing it over to them. I may already be on a call, in which case they'll call you on their own. Of course, they'll take really good care of you either way. One last thing I did want to do here, just another layer of protection, just an additional security on your account, a simple question and answer here. If anyone calls us and tells us they are with Elite Epoxy Coatings, even if it's you, Sergio, and we recognize your voice, we may from time to time ask you for the answer answer to the security question. And especially if you start getting calls a week or two from now, once your online presence has increased, if you're getting calls, of course, we want you to get calls from potential customers. But if you are getting calls from anybody either claiming to be Google or even if they say they're local Splash, they would need to know immediately my name, which is Paul Gordon. Even our client interview technician, if he calls you without me, he would know that my name is Paul Gordon. He would also have access to the security question and answer. Now, if they can't give you that information right away, then that's not us and you should let them go. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that would never be us. And of course, you should not entertain that phone call. The voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. And it clearly states moving forward, it bills just once a month on the third of the month for exactly $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you're born in. And then what is the answer?
Hanford.
You said Stanford?
No, Hanford with an H.
Oh, with an H. Gotcha, Hanford. Have to type it in twice. You're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Let me check my spam. Do you know if it was sent to my Elite Epoxy Coatings?
It was sent to SJ at EliteEpoxyCoatings.com.
Okay. And that was in the wrong email.
Looks like our system actually sent your welcome email and one other email. The one that we would want you to see, though, is the one that says local Splash initial invoice. Do you see that one?
Yes, I received three of them.
Yeah. So the one that you want to click on right now says local Splash initial invoice. If you open it up, it says, hello, Sergio. Thank you for choosing local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those blue words, click here?
Yeah.
Okay, click on those words. It is hyperlinked. It goes to the local Splash Terms of Experience. This talks about all the different services that we'll be providing for you on the left-hand side. Now, you can scroll through it. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is quite valuable. Real quick, though, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. One out of 10 people, though, will be choosing Bing over Google. Most of those people search on their smartphone. So we want you to get those phone calls, too, and those opportunities. So, of course, we'll mirror the content on Bing. Of course, it's not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. We are doing the Facebook ads, et cetera, for you. You'll see the long line. It goes across, and then below it, it populates two boxes. We want you to click both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So we do want you to click both of those boxes. You'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. Click in that box and either copy and paste or type your name in. If you type it in, it's case sensitive, so the S and the J are capitalized. If you copy and paste, Sergio, of course, be careful to not copy a space before your name or after your name. But once you've got your name as an exact match in that box, click the confirm signature box. It's the orangish colored box. That does a few things. It actually lets us know that it's month to month, that we reduce the cost of your service, that we reduce the setup fee. It will allow us to make sure that Google recognizes you as an active business in the local area and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and then, of course, to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. Mm-hmm. Sergio, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that form when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
I'm on the screen right now.
Okay. You don't have to do it now. In fact, if you tried it right now, I think it would give you a message that we're still setting everything up because we do need to do your client interview first for us to create the content that will be tracked. Your username and default password have already been set. In fact, that's in the welcome email too, along with our client support information. Your username is your phone number. It cannot be changed. It's in our system the same way, but we've made it easy for you to remember and, of course, easy for us to access and associate with your account. The area code's included, but just just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So your username is 559-707-6298, the number that we're speaking on now, not your personal cell number. The default password is thevideo, T-H-E-V-I-D-E-O, all lowercase, no space. You can, of course, change your password. Once you get access to your tracking system, and within a day or so, you'll receive by text and email official notification that your tracking system is active, and then you can access that, and then, of course, you can change the password if you like. The other email that you got, of course, is the initial invoice, that's the one that we went over before. And you got the welcome email that has your login credentials. The other one says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You don't have to open it up now. This is just an automated email. Everyone gets it. You don't have to send everything on that list, but any photos that you can send our way does help us to expedite the process of getting you PIN verified, getting you on the first page of Google. Any tools or equipment photos, photos of the work vehicle, there's not really like a physical workplace. Obviously, you go to the customer. Google's usually perfectly happy with where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work, like in front of your residence on your driveway, whatever. That's fine for Google. If there's a business card that you have, snap a photo of that. Is the business licensed and or insured?
Yes, it is. I'm working on it. I'm actually.
That's okay. Yeah.
I just got the quote. Yeah.
Perfect. It doesn't have to be, like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you send our way will help us. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. The client interview is at 10 o'clock. Our automated email usually sends a reminder an hour prior, so it's too late for that, being that your client interview is in about a half an hour. I'll send instead a calendar invite. Again, just as a reminder, it's for your records only. You don't have to respond to it. Many people do, and it's fine if you do, but it's just a calendar invite. Invite going to your email inbox, and it says local splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview in English. Then it's got your actual username, which again is your phone number, just the numbers, and then your name, and then your actual business number. I do have your cell phone number, though, as a better number for us to use to contact you. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I do hope I'm available in about a half an hour when our technician gives you that phone call. Certainly be happy to say a quick hello and introduce you to your technician. Either way, though, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We are pretty excited to get this going for you. Get that email, that website, I should say, get that website out there in front of more people and get your phone ringing, you know, earn your business one month at a time.
Don't forget.
No, it is. It's the .net. I do see that. And don't worry about the .net versus .com. This is by far the better email, and the actual domain itself is not as important as getting that website in front of more people. And, of course, we're going to do that for you. Real excited to get that going for you. I did just get notification that they did accept my submission for that client interview, so we should be calling you back in about 25, 30 minutes. Other than that, you have a great rest of the day. If I don't speak with you in a half an hour or so when our technician calls you, real pleasure. You take care, okay?
I just have one question, please.
Of course, no problem.
I've been getting calls from other companies that want to register me on Google Voice.
Okay.
Am I going to stop getting those calls?
You know, those calls may continue, but just let them know that you're taken care of. And like I said, you may get other phone calls from people saying that they want to sell you this or sell you that. Ours is a very comprehensive service, so you don't need to entertain those phone calls.
Yeah.
But until you're entrenched on that first page, and even after that, you may still get these solicitations from other companies. That's just part of life. It may even increase for a while as your online presence increases.
I'm just going to stick with you guys, because it sounds like you have like over 20 years. You have 20 years.
We have been in business since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary on December 17th of this year. I've been with the company since April 13th of 2013. So I'm over 11 years right now with the company. So you are in good hands. We're excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to earning your business. And a real pleasure again speaking with you. Hopefully I am able to say a quick hello to you when our technician calls you in about 20, 25 minutes.
Okay. I'll be waiting. Thank you.
Sounds good, Sergio. We'll talk to you in a bit. Thanks again. You take care. Alrighty. Bye-bye.